It takes more than a kick-ass strategy to run a business. In fact, it takes a whole lot of glitter. Welcome to your bestie headquarters for daily content creation tips, social media strategies, and everything I know that has generated millions of dollars and millions of views for my clients' online businesses. Mixed in with all the self-love you need to let your glitter shine, of course. So hey, I'm the Samantha Parker, and I'm your new business bestie. I know what it takes to build a life and business you are proud of. Now let's spill the glitter. Hey guys, welcome back to The Glitter. Today I'm sitting down with this bombshell mindset Mel. That's what I'm going to call you. Hey okay. Girl, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so it's not really mindset though. That's your handle on Instagram, right?
Mindset Melanie is how it all began. And then my first account on TikTok got banned, so I had to rework it. And now it's Melanie Fixes Mindsets. But no, mindset is the tip of the iceberg.
That's what I feel like. I'm like, I don't feel like mindset really describes like who you are and what you do. So maybe you should tell us.
Oh my God, what a good setup that was. So I am a business mindset coach for neurodivergent entrepreneurs who are ready to level up as they are on the rise from one station of entrepreneurship to the next. You know, there's the precipice moment that I find all of my clients at, and I am the one to push them over the edge and help them fly with confidence.
Okay, guys, you guys are in for a treat because for the next 7 episodes, we're doing like a deep dive on neurodivergency. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay. I love this topic because I happen to have a lot of these tendencies and these traits, and I'm sure I could label myself with it. I'm just like not into that for some reason, but I like to understand myself and like how I work and how I react to things. And actually listening to your TikToks, Mel, has like helped me so much. Like you have no idea. I think it's hilarious because I'm like, oh, that's why I do that. And there were so many times where I was like beating myself up about like my behaviors versus realizing that like, oh, I do that because it sets my brain up for success.
Absolutely. We spend so much time having different conversations around neurodivergency, and it's less important to me what the label is, right? Because the labels are all based on the DSM, which is all based on how we are perceived, not how we actually experience our brain. And I would like the conversation to be less about how do I get diagnosed? Because once you get diagnosed, it doesn't change anything. And if you are somebody in the Western world that has medical trauma or doesn't have access to a doctor in a timely manner and that sort of thing, then it's really not helpful. What I like to center the conversation around is how does my executive function get impaired by the way my brain works and the way society expects me to function in my everyday life? And how can I get around that and make it all work for me instead?
Okay. How are you defining executive function?
So there are 8 executive functions, and I won't list them all now because one of my executive functions that I have issues with is working memory. So it's hard to remember all of them, but you can Google it. What are the 8 executive functions? And they are the parts that our neurodivergent brain struggle with the most, right? So it's going to be organization, task initiation, and it ranges from there. And that's where we really get held up. That's where we expend all of our spoons, if you're familiar with the spoons theory. And that's where we get the most frustrated.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Before we dive into the series, if you guys are just jumping into the series, welcome. We're going to have some fun. If you're binging, I hope you're having fun as well, because it's going to be a great time. Before we dive in and we jump to tomorrow, like where can we find you? I want to make sure that we get you all linked up because you have so much valuable like shit to offer people.
I'll pay you later. All right. So you can find me on Instagram at Mindset Melanie. You can find me on TikTok where I am most active at Melanie Fixes Mindsets. You can go to my website, which is Mindset Melanie, and just look for the pink and purple hair. That's when you know you found me.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow on The Glitter.